broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bo and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bo and Fee.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Sports Talk. I'm still in my announcer mode.
You boys. Are. You got it going good.
Deep. Number three, Macy Day.
Mercy.
How's that sound?
Sounds really good.
We just worked on the lineups for the girls' softball team. Probably not going to play anyway. Everything's getting canceled.
No, you're not allowed to.
You can play softball and baseball.
Nope.
Huh? You can't? No We're fans. Out on that? No fans.
No fans.
11 of them.
Well, but that'll mean, well, there's a lot of problems with that. That means everybody will be listening on Fort Recovery Radio.
No, there'll be no games.
But, well, if they play them, then they'll be listening on Fort Recovery Radio. But,
which is good.
But the downside is, if everything gets shut down, there won't be businesses still in business to be sponsors.
You'll have that virus up in the press box.
Yep.
Wiping people out. See ya, boys. I'm not going up for an interview.
It does leak, and there's a little bit of mold up there. Yeah. That will kill that virus.
Welcome to Sports Talk, my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely. How you doing, Fee?
Good, Bobby. How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing great. This is kind of a weird night for Sports Talk. The guy to my left is Mr. Don Kemper. Don, how are you tonight?
Couldn't be better, Bubba.
Good. Glad to see you. Glad you could make it over tonight.
Absolutely.
We got a great show tonight, Fee.
We do.
We are going to talk to our good friend and athletic director from Parkway High School, Mr. Matt Triplett's going to call in here in a little bit.
Love Matt.
We're going to pick his brain. It's got to be an exciting time, Don, up there for Parkway.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's awesome. You know, they've not had a lot of success, and it's they're just, you know, I watched that team in the summer league at Coldwater. And I told Doug at the summer league this summer, I said, you know, your guys are playing really well. And, you know, hopefully that translates into a good season. And sure enough, it has. I mean, they weren't too far away from winning the MAC.
Yeah, that's right. Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, Fee, it's funny because we're going to talk to Mr. Triplett. And, and can you imagine? Okay, so you know how we are. Could you imagine the diehards at Parkway?
Oh, man.
Can you imagine the Rick Berrys, the guy who's been to every game and watched him get beat by 50
pounded.
Points?
Yep. Had some bad years.
And he used to shoot foul shots from between his legs.
Yes.
That's Rick.
Now, are you going to keep that? Or how are we going to do with that? That's going to be an all-night deal with
us?
That
might be a different guy.
I mean, how we playing this? I mean, is it...
The guy was good.
I didn't know he had Sam Kennison up here tonight.
We got a comedian in the house.
But we're going to talk to Mr. Triplett. We're going to... And it'll be fun to pick his brain and talk about the excitement at Parkway and then the disappointment. But you know what? On a situation like this, Don and Fee, we talked a little bit today about, you know, you just got to make the best of the situation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and it's not, think about Parkway. You know, it's been forever since they went to a regional tournament. And now they're going to play the regional final without any fans in the stands, with, so to speak. I mean, you've got to have some fans there. Yeah. But you know, so you finally break through that barrier, and now you got a robot.
And then this happens.
Yeah.
You have a monster barrier, too.
But
hey, welcome to Sports Talk. Who we got there?
Hey, Phil Schumann. Who do I got?
Phil Schumann. You
Phil.
Got Bob Stogler, Harold Feely, and Don Kemper. How are you tonight,
Holy
brother?
Holy smokes. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, good hearing from you. What are you up to tonight?
I'm just sitting here boycotting all the basketball games.
You're out?
Attaboy. Sitting in a closet by yourself?
Boycotting them all. They didn't believe that I was a family member to how many teams are playing tonight.
Couldn't get anything, huh?
Hey, just tell them you're the media. The media can get in there. That's up to the specific venue as there to who gets to be get media credentials.
I know, but it'll be straight. I don't know if you listen to any games going on tonight.
I have not. Have you heard any scores yet tonight?
I imagine everything is echoing throughout the stadium.
I saw a shot at Bowling Green, and Johnstown Monroe was playing Evergreen.
Yeah.
And
well then,
Evergreen was winning by 7 at halftime, but you know, they showed some pictures. That, I mean, it'd have to be tough to play in that.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, Phil. Well, go ahead.
Hey, Don Kemper, how would it be when you hear everyone in the stadium screaming at you individually?
I don't think anybody ever. I don't think anybody ever yelled at me when I officiated.
No.
Yeah, but you couldn't hear him because you had 2,000 of them screaming at you.
What? What? Yeah, I mean, you know, if there is that one guy, you know how that is, Phil.
You know, the one guy you're going to hear is the coach.
Yeah, everybody's going
to
hear the coach.
It's 6-1. It's 6-1.
You know, it'll be a lot like refereeing a scrimmage. You guys, exactly. You know, it'll be like that. But I don't know. I mean, there's probably going to be 300 or 400 people there, and there'll be enough people there. You'll know that there's some fans there. So, I mean, that's my thing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, has the state figured out how they're going to reimburse people?
Yes. Well, it's in that sheet there. But yeah, if the tickets were bought with a credit card or debit card, it will be reimbursed to that. If it was check, they will get it back to you into that. I don't know if they're writing a check, but it'll be 4 to 5 weeks. And if you bought it at Ohio State, which almost nobody did, it would be you just go to where you bought it. If you bought it in person, and they will give you cash back, but all the tickets.
I'm worried about the scalp tickets.
Oh, the scalp tickets! You're out of luck there, buddy.
You're in trouble.
You're gonna have to see your local Larry on the corner guy that you bought it from.
Your local pawn shop.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Well, Phil, we have I've seen a couple of your posts on Facebook, and we have Jerry Snodgrass calling in at the top of the hour, and we're going to talk to Jerry. And you know, when it first come out, and I'm going to say this, I was as mad as anybody. I thought it was a crock. As the day has progressed in the last 24 hours, everybody is shutting it down. Even the Big Ten has announced that after tonight, no people, and I think the NBA is going to do the same. And I don't know, I guess.
How's the owners feeling about that?
Yeah.
Well, LeBron says he's not going to play in the tournament.
Well, I think he changed his tone a little bit.
He is now?
Yeah, I think he did. But I don't know. Okay. I think we just got him. I had a chip on my shoulder, and I was madder than a hornet. But, you know, I don't know. I don't.
Well, be pretty tough.
Well, I guess one question that really is kind of, you know, we talked about today a little bit is the school systems around the state of Ohio. You know, how are they going to handle that?
Well,
the state. I know the OHSA certainly won't have to handle that, but the Department of Ed, I guess, would handle that.
Yeah, and one of the issues that you know, I've talked to several people about this, you know, in the last 24 hours or so, and you know, one of the things that has come up is, you know, so each player gets four, they can name four people to come as their guest and buy tickets.
Right.
So, you know, there are no guarantees. I mean, this is kind of, you know, it would be an anomaly, but it could happen. So let's say one guy says, I want these four people. Well, all four of them have the coronavirus, right? All four of his guests. They have no way of knowing, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So we get into a gym and probably if they have it, maybe the kid has it. So all these people are, you know, going back and forth and communicating and high-fiving and whatever. And then they go off after the game. They go back to their school and their community. And maybe they all don't all live in the same community. Maybe two of them from this community, you know, whatever. But, you know, there's nothing that because we've reduced the amount of people that attend that event, it really doesn't necessarily control the opportunity for that virus to spread.
Mm.
I mean, there's really no guarantees any way around it. And I understand what they're trying to do. I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just, it's tough. And I would say logically, it just, doesn't add up. I mean, to me, it's
well, one of the things, and I've read a couple of things. One of the things they're trying to do, they've already figured out there's going to be X number of people, but they don't want it to be a whole bunch of people compacted in a. So, if let's say 200,000 people are going to get it. They want it to be over 6 months instead of 6 weeks.
I want to know how the concessions guy knows how much popcorn to make. I mean, I mean, that's a good question.
Phil, you know. Phil, do you have any idea?
Any idea, Phil? It's big.
Well, I think they need to go back to Jiffy Pop.
Or if Mudboat was there, make plenty.
Oh, that's double.
Or any knee cam.
Got double.
Or me.
Yeah.
Or me. I had a $6 tub last night and a $4 cup.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Mr. Schumann, once again, always good to talk to you, buddy.
Absolutely, buddy.
Well, hey, good to talk to you guys. I thought, normally I don't post anything on Facebook. Today I got a little bit aggressive.
I think we all did a little bit.
I might have done that last night on Twitter.
A little bit? You got a little fired up? Yeah, me too. Mike DeWine.
Well, I definitely can't believe that they thought that they would reduce the panic because short-term panic's ramped up because everything's getting canceled.
So, Phil, just a little heads up. I was at Kroger today, lunchtime, in Englewood, and walked around the store, and I get ready to check out, and there are these two ladies in front of me, and they're talking about one of them's husband's at Walmart, and they are out of toilet paper at Walmart. Toilet paper is...
It's a hot item.
I actually bought, a case at Costco a week ago.
Yep, so you're going to get...
So,
if we need some...
Hold on.
Go sell it?
It's going on the black market.
Oh, yeah, man. Yes, sir.
I don't understand.
$16 a roll.
Yes.
Yep.
I don't understand the toilet paper usage. People are scared. They think they're going to get locked in their houses?
Yeah. Yeah. People aren't supposed to go anywhere, and the businesses are going to shut down. So there might be toilet paper in the stores, but the stores won't be open because they're not allowed to be open.
Well, fortunately, the vegetation is going to start popping here any time, so there's going to be plenty of these.
Yeah, that's right.
That corn can't grow fast enough.
That's right.
It couldn't come, spring couldn't come at an opportune time.
Yes.
That's exactly right. Phil Schumann, have a good one, buddy. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, one of the D3 leagues out east canceled their whole spring season. Track, baseball, softball, everything.
I saw that.
Nice.
Out.
It's Amherst is in, so.
Yeah.
I figured once the sun came out, it would kind of kill that stuff, but I guess they can't play outside.
85 degrees is what I heard. Gotta kill it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's 85.
All right, guys. You take care.
All right, Bill.
Later, Bill.
See you, Bill.
See you, boss.
We're gonna take a break. Come back. Sports Talk. We're going to talk to Mr. Matt Triplett, Athletic Director, Parkway High School.
Wayne Street Market has some great deals for you throughout their store through March 12th. There are many great values up and down their aisles, and with warm weather coming, they have several great deals on steaks. Boneless ribeye for $7.99 a pound, New York strips for $6.99 a pound, and T-bone steaks for only $4.99 a pound, all beautifully trimmed and ready to go in their meat case. And you can get a 10-pound box of pollock for just $2.99 a pound. And don't forget about their Lent specials. They'll be frying their famous freshly fried fish all day every Friday during Lent, and it'll be available by the pound or in dinners. Their dinners all come with JoJo fries and coleslaw, and the two-piece fish dinners are $5.99, and their three-piece fish dinners and butterfly shrimp dinners are just $6.99. And you can also buy their fish or butterfly shrimp for $7.99 a pound. Call ahead at 375-2865 to avoid the wait in line. Let Wayne Street Market help you with your Lent meals with their great specials, as well as all the great bargains they have throughout the store to save you money. Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that gives you more.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
It's Lent and it's time for fish, and Brick Street Tavern has several great seafood choices. We have three great Friday night supper specials. There's our all-you-can-eat breaded pollock for only $8.95, salt egg jumbo shrimp for $10.95, or a baked cod dinner for only $10.95. All specials come with our large salad bar and your choice of potato. And we have two Friday lunch specials, a two-piece breaded pollock dinner with fries and slaw for only $5.25, and our endless soup and salad bar for only $5.95. So for a change of pace and a great meal where you don't have to stand in line to eat, stop in to Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery every Friday during Lent for one of our great specials.
May be less than ideal for camping currently, but come August it will be plenty warm. And if you're wanting to camp at the second annual Win on the Wabash raffle in downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio on August 28th and 29th, you'll need to make your reservations now. Campsites go for sale through our website, wowraffle.com, beginning February 1st. Primitive camping sites will sell for $25 each this year, and just a limited number of these sites are available. So make your plans now to attend the event of the year, the 2020 Win on the Wabash Raffle, by making your camping reservations now through our website, wowraffle.com.
Them are disgusting peanuts. We're back here.
Whoa, hey, how about that?
Right on time.
Welcome to Sports Talk. You're on air. Who we got here?
This is Matt Triplett.
Mr. Matt Triplett, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. How are you, Bubba?
I am doing good. You're sitting here. We got Mr. Harold Feely here.
How you doing, Matt?
How we doing, Harold?
Pretty good, buddy.
And the other guy here is Mr. Commissioner, is Mr. Don Kemper. How are you?
The commish. How we doing, Mr. Kemper?
Hey, great, Matt. How are you?
Hey, and I'm here too, I'm Matt, but I said hi to you last night, so...
How we doing, Neil?
Good.
Hey, it's got to be some kind of time up there for the Panthers. And,
oh, my.
And hats off to you guys. And man, we're sure rooting for you.
Let's get one more here.
Yeah, well, I tell you, it's really exciting. It's I cannot honestly think of a more exciting time, up here at Parkway. And it, honestly, it reminds me of back in the fall of 2015 down in Fort Recovery where, you know, there's a lot of newness and, you know, and it's some uncharted waters, so to speak. Mm-hmm. It's been really super excited, though. The whole place is just electric.
When you when the tournament trail started, And as you guys have proceeded to go on, and I was talking the other day about your father-in-law and you know, a diehard Panther. And, when, mm-hmm. and we talk about the Rick Barrys and the guys who have been there for so long. What a time for them folks.
They just walk around, just they smile ear to ear, and they're just wonderful supporters of Parkway through the thin years, through the good times and the bad. And I'm really happy for those guys, especially. I mean, they're graduates of the programs and graduates of the school, and to see that the pride swell up in them with the alumni, and to hear the old stories. And you know, I talk to Spank, you know, daily, and you know, he's always, Matt, this is how it used to be back in the 70s. And you hear those stories, and it's just awesome to see that spark that, you know, you hear so much about the youth today and how different they are and this and that. And you know, to see what they've done for our community and for those generations who have witnessed firsthand some of those successes along the ways. And, you know, and speaking with my wife, she had a lot of success during her volleyball career with two state titles, and softball made it to the Final Four 2 years. And you know, to see that younger generation, too, kind of well up with pride. It's been awesome.
You know, I'm sure coming out of here, I'm just curious, like, I'm sure it's been talked about. How far has Parkway basketball went? I haven't heard anything. I mean, how
we have made it to the district semifinals 3 times up to last week, and we had never even appeared in the district final in boys basketball. And so we're 1-for-1, I guess.
Oh, man, that's neat.
We've never appeared in the regionals either, but we've won every regional game in school history.
There you go.
That's how we're looking at it. So, but it's been exciting because this truly is, I think back to talking to Coach Niekamp, you know, back in 2015 as they started progressing further and further than they did the year before, the Loramie game, you know, he said, man, you just want to tell the kids, act like you've been here, but you can't say that.
Yeah,
so,
that's right.
That's kind of what we're dealing with, too.
Yeah, that, Matt, knowing Spanky, Mike Shum, who was at Fort Recovery for a while, and knowing his connection to Parkway and how you know, he is just Parkway through and through. And, you know, it's great to see a guy like that be able to experience this again. Like you said, you know, Parkway's been competitive over the years. It's not like they've not been competitive. They've been competitive, and it's neat to have that connection where, you know, Mike has seen success and now he's seen it again. And, you know, the other thing is there isn't a better guy really than Doug Hughes. Doug is one of the class acts in coaching. I don't care life in general, but coaching in particular. And I think the world of Doug. You know, I talked to him after the banquet, the Midwest Athletic Conference banquet at Minster the other night. And, you know, had the opportunity, you know, I help out with the Coldwater Summer League. And one thing I told him through the Summer League a couple times is, you know, you could see those players just getting better and better and more competitive and just competing. And, you know, it was a great thing to see. And I told Doug at the end of that Coldwater Summer League, I said, you know, you guys are going to compete. And Doug says, yeah, you know, it's something we just have to kind of get over the hump. Well, you know, you guys kind of got over the hump. And it's, you know, for Doug, it's just great to see. I couldn't be more happy for Doug, you, and, you know, the Parkway Rockford community. It's just a tremendous time. And to see the excitement that's going on in the community, it's, you know, it's got to be phenomenal for you.
It's been tremendous. And getting over the hump, that was, you could see the foundation was there last year. We lost several close games. And, you know, it was almost like, you know, if we could figure a way to win those close ones, you know, I think we could have something special. And then I really think it started in our football season. You know, we went 4-6, but that included a 1-point loss at Fort Recovery. And then we lost on a last second field goal down at Versailles. We could have very easily been 6-4. And really, to me, and I think some of the kids would even indicate to this if they were here, they would tell you probably one of the best performances they had was the night that we played Anna at home. And at that time, Anna was number one in the state, and it's the third quarter just finished. We were ready to start the fourth quarter, and it's 28 to 21, and we're down one touchdown to the number one team in the state, and we had them on the ropes.
Yeah.
And our kids were just so resilient that night. And, you know, we ended up not finishing the job, but they just played their hearts out. And this group, I know I'm on Fort Recovery Radio, but I'm telling you, these guys, they remind me so much of those seniors from the fall of 15 who graduated in 16. You know, I know I'm gonna forget somebody, but the Ross Holmans and the Tanner Cooks and Kyle Schreier, Wes Winning, Darian Sheffer, Speedy Shane, all those guys. The thing that stood out to me personally about that particular group is they really didn't care about the glory. They didn't care who scored the touchdown, down who made the tackles, as long as somebody did.
Yeah.
And that's all they cared about. And that is such a indicative of this group here. It doesn't matter. I mean, Nick Hawk shooting free throws at the end, he didn't care if it was him or Caleb or anybody on the team. And it was just great to see them come together, because they play for each other first. And, you know, talking to the guys, a few of them today at school, you know, with all of this, you know, are the fans going to go, you know, who's going, who's not, and all of this, they honestly don't really care if we were playing and, you know, on the moon.
Sure.
They know we're absolutely playing Columbus Grove. It doesn't matter where. They know that they're playing for themselves, and that's all that matters to them. And I think we're ready as ever.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if we're going to win or not, but I know, you know, we're going to give them a hell of a fight. I know that.
You got, after the game last night, your kids took a picture with the student body. That picture will be in your trophy case further ever and ever, because that is an awesome picture.
That is awesome.
That was cool, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that
absolutely.
Was really cool.
Somebody was really thinking on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to be, I don't really want to spill too much, but we're going to make sure that that picture makes its way up to Bowling Green in the hands of our kids tomorrow night.
Yeah.
or Friday night, excuse me. So, yeah. Yeah, that's a cool picture.
So let's talk a little bit about the athletic job that you've had to do here the last week, and I know, and I'm sure with Don sitting here, and I would say that it's been a little bit hectic for the Parkway athletic director.
It has been, and it's really ratcheted up, obviously, the last 24 hours. I had actually sold the last tickets. I made sure I cut the check. I came home. I picked up the kids, and we were just about out the door to head to Bowling Green. And that's when I got a text from a parent saying, "Hey, are we allowed to go tonight?" And I thought, "What in the world is this guy talking about?" And he said, "It's all over Twitter. No fans are allowed tonight." And I thought he was pulling my leg, and here obviously he wasn't. And so it took a little while. It took me 5 or 6 minutes to figure out what the heck was going on. And so I thought, you know what, I got to send a text out. So I hit the text alerts to about 2,100 people. And then, of course, you know, then my phone really started blowing up. What was that text about? What do you mean we can go tonight? I bought my tickets. What are you talking about?
I'm on my way.
So, you know, you're trying to drive up 75 with your knees and you're answering the phone, and you're trying to make sure the kids get their McDonald's sandwich in the back, and, you know, make sure Grandpa doesn't steal any of their, you know, McNuggets and all that stuff. So it was a good time, but, you know, it's been really busy today just with, you know, is this going to happen? Is that going to happen? You know, who are we letting in? Who are we not? And you just try to do what's best for the kids and try to get their family there. And try to get creative as much as you can, and it's going to be a difficult scenario, but you know what, we look at it honestly, it what a great opportunity,
right?
You know, to say that we were able to play in that kind of setup, you know, and then what an opportunity if we actually take down Columbus Grove, and the stories we'll be able to tell, and the stories those coaches and those players will be able to tell for years. There's a lot of possibility there, and I think the kids have definitely bought into that.
Oh, I bet so too.
That's very cool. You know, you said you sent out texts to 2,100 people, and based on what I saw last night, all 2,100 were at that game.
They got your text.
Yeah. I mean, that was unbelievable. Yeah. The attendance from Rockford, you know, from the Parkway School District.
We sold 614 pre-sale tickets for the district semi game against Minster. On a Tuesday night, and then on the Friday night district championship game, we sold 700. And then last night, I brought up 876 of the 1,000 tickets they gave us were sold.
Yeah,
it was just unbelievable.
That is, and you know, Tim Goodwin had a tremendous post today, and he talked a little bit about, and I think it was.
Don't give him too much credit.
Don't say anything.
No. His head's already too big.
Yeah, that's right. It says, some things are out of our control. Would you compete at 6 a.m., 11 p.m. on a parking lot in a cornfield in front of 10,000 people, in front of 10 people? What's your why? I'm jealous of this week's competitors. What an opportunity. I mean, that's exactly right. It doesn't.
Yep, absolutely.
And I'm sure that Doug Hughes is going to bring that mentality to his kids. And, one thing you can bet is that the town of Fort Recovery is rooting for the Parkway Panthers.
You betcha.
Except Randy Diller.
We're sure glad to hear that, and the support we received from you guys, and honestly, the rest of the MAC schools has been awesome. And it's one of those reasons that not a lot of people, but you know, except the people behind the scenes, get to see all of that. It's just another indication of how great that this conference is, and it truly is the best conference in the state of Ohio, hands down. And it's little things like that that you know, hey, you know, Fort Recovery's behind you. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, that's great, and. We're definitely going to need all the support we can get.
You betcha. I'll tell you what, you say that about the MAC, and it seems like, I mean, we go at it head to head and fist to fist and battle until there's one left, and whoever's left, we all root them on. You know, that everybody in the MAC loves our league, and anybody that makes it, we're going to support the heck out of them.
I mean, I think just walking around the arena last night, I think I saw people from 5 or 6 different MAC schools besides Parkway. There were just a lot of people went up there to see that, and that place was electric. Both sets of fans were just crazy. And it was awesome.
And hats off to Calvert. Honestly, they brought more fans than I thought they would.
Yeah.
And, you know, they traveled very well, too. And that was just a back-and-forth game. And we've been in those all season with football. We've been in those, you know, with basketball. Unfortunately, we're winning more than we're losing. And the guys are just really resilient. And it's funny, in talking to Doug, that how much more confident he is. And he feels that from the kids. And the kids feel it, too, that, you know, when it's down to 1 minute, and we got somebody's got to make a free throw. And I don't know. I don't know off the top of my head if Nick even attempted a free throw up until that point. He may have maybe shot one or two, but, you know, it doesn't matter. They truly feel that, hey, it's my opportunity. I'm going to get it done for these guys. And it's awesome. And like I said, they just remind me so much of that group that won that football title for Fort Recovery. Great, great kids.
Yep. Well, Mr. Triplett, we are doing nothing but rooting the heck out for the Panthers on Friday night. And I appreciate you. I know you're busy and taking the time off out of your busy schedule to talk to us. And we're rooting for you Friday night, my friend.
Go Panthers.
Well, hey, thank you so much. Thanks for having me on the show. It's great talking to you guys.
Tell your father-in-law we said hi.
Absolutely. Tell him we said hi.
Hey, I absolutely will. And the last thing I'd say about him, when I got hired at Fort Recovery, he gave me the young man talk. And I know a lot of players who have played for him, they know exactly what. Now, young man, this is what you need to do. He grabbed my neck, and he said, now, young man, he said, don't you screw this up. He said, some of the best people you'll ever meet in your life are going to be down there at Fort Recovery. And he was spot on. I truly, truly enjoyed all my time there. Those 7 years were great years, great kids, and a great community. And thank you for having me on the show, and we truly appreciate the support.
Well, Matt, the best thing about it is I had already moved out of town at that time.
Yeah.
So he could say that without reservation that some of the best people are in that town.
I'll definitely tell him that because I told him I was going to be on the radio, and I'm sure right now he's trying to find the on button for his computer. So he'll have to take my word for it.
Yeah. It will be in the archives.
give him our best and go Panthers.
Absolutely.
Everybody's rooting for you.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Matt.
Let's take a break. Right back. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee, right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
My name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. In February, everyone's thoughts turn to Valentine's Day and those we love. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'd like to think of the people you love all month long and remember the importance of protecting the people you love from the risks they face. Join us inside the fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance and Ohio Mutual Insurance Group protect your home, auto, farm, business, and more. We'd love to help you where we have something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Calling all volleyball players, there's going to be an alumni volleyball tournament on Saturday, May 2nd. It's for guys, too, but you'll need to have at least 3 ladies on the court at all times, and they'll use a 7-foot-6-inch net. If you want to get your team in, contact volleyball coach Chelsea Colleague by April 18th at Colleague, C-H, at FortRecoveryschools.org. Your team should consist of past players from your graduating class, and spouses and any Fort Recovery residents are also welcome to play, and you can combine years if you need more players. The entry fee is $10 per player, and all proceeds will benefit the Fort Recovery Volleyball Program. This should be a lot of fun, and spectators are welcome to come and watch and cheer on their favorite team. The second annual alumni volleyball tournament on Saturday, May 2nd. Be sure to sign up by April 18th at Colleague, C-H, at FortRecoverySchools.org.
I'm a huge Matt for. I am really rooting for Parkway.
Yep.
Well, do the best in the business. I'm Matt Triplett, Doug Hughes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I agree.
Yeah, it's hard to root against those two people. And
actually, one
Spanky Shum and all those thousands of other people.
Spanky Shum, yeah, I agree.
Each of us all know somebody from Rockford, several somebodies. And
Evergreen won, Lima Senior up one.
Ooh.
According to Don Workamp. Don Workamp also sends a text. Tell Digger.
Bigger.
Try something different next year in the MAC.
Shot clock. He wants a shot clock bad.
We could be the guinea pigs for the rest of the state.
Tell him that
if he's listening.
If he operates the shot clock fairly and equitably.
Well, now you're putting conditions on it. I don't think we were in on this.
Don could run it.
Yeah, but not be fair.
Imagine there's a bad call, don't you run it?
Yeah, he'd forget all about it. I think
that's right. Benny Kramer goes down, makes a bad call.
Stupid.
Yeah, you can't have the shot clock operator get kicked out of the game.
That's a good point.
I've seen that one.
That
time.
Would not really. Be
one time.
Did you throw him out?
Nope.
That's nice.
Was it in the MAC?
It was, what was it, like a 7th or 8th grade tournament over
there? It wasn't a shot clock.
No.
Right.
Oh,
yeah. So we got...
Fee almost got thrown out of game once.
He got warned.
He
got warned a couple of times.
I got warned.
Big P used to get warned every time.
I had your buddy. What was the one, dude?
Wingowich. He had the Parkway game last night.
Did he?
How does he get those?
So Benny's got the final, right?
Yeah, in front of no fans.
So,
boy, that'll... Never mind.
So, the three guys that had that game last night are all three... Well... Paul doesn't do a lot of games in the MAC, but
Braun.
Tony Sweeterman and Aaron Braun.
Yeah.
They had that game last night?
Those three.
Well, no wonder the Tiff and Calvert guys were going crazy.
And at least the first half, they called it like a MAC game.
Yeah.
So it was pretty physical.
When you look at the Panthers and
Parkway had one foul at halftime.
The Kenny kid is really a nice player.
He is a good player.
And Dylan Hughes is a nice player.
Good player. Yeah.
But I think the key to that team has been the Slusher kid becoming a good basketball player.
Hitting threes.
He's just entirely made that team.
And you know, like Nick Hawk, who Matt talked about, is just, he's a competitor. I don't care.
He's an athlete and a competitor. Yeah.
If you're playing tiddlywinks or chess he's going to compete.
He goes after it. That's right.
So the Panthers play the Columbus Grove Bulldogs, and that's the home of Randy Diller. And he'll be listening with, he was going to that game. He told us at park board meeting Monday night, but
now.
You're not going now, Randy.
Well, yeah, maybe he knows somebody. Get one of those 30 tickets.
He probably only said he was going because he knew it was going to get canceled.
I bet so, too. Yeah, because Randy don't like to go to games.
Yeah, that's the way he is.
Yeah, okay.
I seen Carlin Rhodes at the nightclub tonight. He's on suicide watch.
Yes.
Mary's on suicide watch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
About?
Not going to state tournament.
They can't go state tournament.
Yeah, that's not a good thing.
He called me tonight before I came up here. And ask about programs. And I said, I would imagine they're going to have programs.
Yeah.
And I said, I'll call Mr. Snodgrass and we'll make sure if they have them that I get you.
We'll ask Jerry when he calls in. Jerry Snodgrass is calling, folks, top of the hour.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to Jerry about
Rams probably got a.
He's probably got
he's
a
probably
streak.
Had one forever, ain't he?
He does. I mean,
that's what I figured.
I don't know how long he's been going, but.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been going since 79. Right, P?
Yep, we went.
We went and watched
St. Henry.
St. Henry.
Rode a bus down from nightclub.
How'd that
nightclub
work out for you, too?
We're the only two Fort Cover guys on the bus, all St. Henry people. We just wanted to see the game.
Yeah.
Are you serious? In 1979?
79? Absolutely.
How old were you guys? 16?
16.
That was Mike
and you
Post.
Guys rode a St. Henry bus.
Yep.
It was not a St. Henry bus. It was a charter bus.
Mm-hmm.
From St. Henry nightclub.
What it cost you?
We don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Fee paid for it.
Fee pays for everything.
Yeah.
He's unbelievable.
Yeah.
He is. That's
why he's my best friend.
I was knocking down about $35 a week.
Hey,
I was loaded.
You're back to...
Yeah.
Everything good?
Tested. Yeah, I dropped wide open.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I'm loving it. I'm back.
I was worried about you.
He didn't drink for 6 weeks.
What?
Cold turkey.
Yeah, the shows were terrible.
Shows were down.
Bad liver enzymes?
Yep, I got bad liver enzymes.
So now everything's good and we can...
Yeah, well, it's a little high, but I'm still good.
So what are we going to do next week? Okay, folks,
we got a dilemma.
We have rooms at the Drury for the state tournament. We're taking our lovely wives.
They're fired up.
You're going to a concert, but I'm sure that's canceled.
I think it's canceled.
Canceled?
Who's you going to go see?
Tyler Childers.
Okay, nobody's ever heard of him. So
I've heard of
Tyler
Childers.
Thank God that's canceled.
I've heard of Tyler Childers.
He's what they call kind of rebel country.
What?
Rebel country.
So you're a big fan?
Outlaw country.
Hey, are you a big country guy now?
Hey, Travis Trent guy?
I live in the country.
And you like it that way. Everybody knows everybody. Okay, there we go. Yeah.
So I don't know.
So that's canceled, probably. So what are we going to do? Are we going to go anyway or not?
What are you going to do? The restaurants are going to be closed.
They are not going to be closed. The Varsity Club will not. It'll be open.
Varsity Club will be open.
Might be closed by then.
I want a Varsity Club pizza.
I do too.
You know what we can say?
What?
We can go to the Varsity Club and we can say, because think about it, every time I've been at a state tournament,
mm-hmm.
I've been in that Varsity Club.
Yes.
Yep.
So
I can continue the streak.
Yeah.
The
streak lives on.
And remember last year when I introduced you to Toledo's head basketball coach?
You did.
Are you stupid?
You were afraid to talk to
me. I've never seen you so scared.
I've never seen anything like it. Hey, Don, I think that's Toledo. Hey, coach.
Oh, here he goes. I'm going to kill you.
Oh. Never seen Bubba so scared.
I sat there last year.
His lip was trembling.
I went, was it last year mean you went and you left early? Or you brought a car?
I brought a car back, yeah.
We took a car to Columbus.
Yeah.
And then me and you went to Varsity Club.
We picked one up, and then we went to
Varsity. I sat there for 7 straight hours in the same seat, never moved.
Yeah.
By myself after Big Boy left.
I took a car to Columbus last year, too.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I have almost every year that I've gone.
Just kidding.
The unknown comic. You are such a moron. Ohio State, Buckeyes play tomorrow. That'll be a, I think they're locked for be a 5 seed, maybe a 6, no matter what they do. I mean, if they would happen to roll through, they might get a 4, but they're there.
Yeah.
Does it make a lot of difference?
I don't think
there?
It does.
I don't think really.
I think 1-16 and maybe 2-15, but the rest of it really doesn't make much difference except maybe where you get to play.
Yeah.
It's going to be pretty interesting.
No fans?
No fans.
Well, with no fans.
How about cheerleaders and bands?
You could do them all in one game, all in one play, one arena.
I would imagine they're not.
I think essential personnel only.
Yeah. The thing I read was, I mean, the players were allowed. It was similar to the OHSAA thing, where the players were allowed so many guests to buy tickets and
same
whatever.
Deal.
Yeah, it kind of sounded similar.
Yeah,
but they didn't say anything about bands. They didn't say anything about cheerleaders.
It'll be interesting to pick Jerry Snodgrass's brain a little bit, find out when he had an inkling. What was going on?
Well,
do you think it was before Mike DeWine made his press conference? Do you think DeWine was in cahoots with him? I mean, that'll be interesting.
I'm going to tell you what he said on the show that we had on before, the tip-off show. Well, I'll let him tell you. But
yeah, there you go.
He knew. They were talking about it more than a month ago. They were talking about it near the beginning
possibility
of the year.
Of it.
Yes. And so
of this virus?
No. Yeah.
Of things of happening.
Affecting.
Yes. As soon as it came out, they started a set of contingency plans and probably had,
yep.
He didn't say it, but I'm going to say they had 10 different things, scenarios, and this is what we might do. Hmm. They didn't just think of it on Tuesday and just throw it all
Don
out.
Don Werkamp says, I'll operate it. Shot clock.
Shot clock.
Put her in. All right.
Nothing, and because nothing else to do, nothing to watch when we play. Don's a little better yet. Wow. He ain't too happy about the game.
He wants to see a little bit more action.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Lyman Senior won by 2, and Benny Kramer had that game.
How do we know that?
Don Werkamp. He knows everything.
Wow.
He is amazing.
He's on it.
Well, I mean, I know he's amazing. I didn't know he was that amazing.
He is on it. Don mm-hmm. Werkamp is on it.
What if he was lying to you?
Donnie don't lie.
I know. Don't lie?
That's no. Definitely correct. No. He doesn't.
No.
I saw him mistaken once, but he didn't lie.
Yeah. So we got, when did you, like, as a commissioner, I mean, you would think that you would be allowed into the game. You would think you would be allowed.
You're out.
To follow the league. Did they say you're out, or have you called anybody? Because I know you, and I would say that Digger's making a phone call. And is there truth to that or not?
A little bit.
I'm out.
And you got to bring your two. your two guys on the radio too. We gotta
Go. What I'm thinking is we're gonna can Fort Recovery Radio. If I pay for the fee, the media fee, can Fort Recovery Radio pay for that?
Oops.
Hey, hi Neil.
Hi Neil. It is up to each site manager to determine who is working media.
That's Tim Streed, the media guy for OHSAA.
So did you get a spot at the games?
No. Why? I wasn't asking for one.
Why just, don't you?
Because I don't think I should go if we're not broadcasting.
You're right.
Why don't we broadcast it?
You shouldn't go, and me and Bubba and Fee should go as Fort Recovery Radio representatives.
We can set it up. We'll broadcast that, baby.
No.
You in or out?
I'm out.
In.
I'm paying.
We'll pay for the rights. Then you be in. No. Don't cost you nothing.
I don't think that's fair to, let's say, Parkway fans or anybody else's fans. We get to go, and we don't mean anything to that school. And
we're going
to
do it on the radio.
They can listen to us.
There's three stations from around here doing Parkway's game Friday.
Yeah, but
night.
Nobody so better than these three.
See, now you're. We're now you, what about when okay. you do Fort Recovery and Jay County does both our games?
Okay, what about, I'm not sure what you're saying.
Your point is, you said it's stupid to have more multiple radio stations there. Yep. There's games when Fort Carey and Jay County do both our games.
Not very often.
But it does happen, so more I'm saying
we
get us
we
in.
We did a couple
we're
years
in.
Ago.
More than Mary.
Yeah. We're in. You
when,
in or out?
When Hobbs was here, we did
Hobbs
boys
sucks.
Tournament games. We'll put boys basketball tournament games.
I will wear a mask.
We'll wear a mask.
I'm stealing a card.
It'll make it sound funny.
A business card before I leave. Yeah. I'm going to contact.
Now they're laying over here.
BGSU. Yeah.
Bowling Green. Stroh Center.
Stroh's.
And I'm paying for it.
I'm in. For you. Boy, you imagine how that'd be awesome. We'd be sitting under in the front row.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I'm not doing that.
But give them more.
Parkway people don't care.
Get more people to listen to.
Really?
You think they give a crap if we would pay to have it on radio?
Plus, they would. We'd be homering them.
No, they'd absolutely. We'd be more purple they'd and gold.
And so,
I don't know. Yellow and black?
Black and gold.
And, green and gold?
And 101.3 WRKD is a homer for them.
They can't do it.
They've
is that the one
on
Schumann
Facebook.
Takes care of? Or Shum takes care of?
Yes,
he has something to do with it.
That's the FM radio?
Yeah, he has something to do with it. I'm not sure exactly.
I'll tell you a little bit about that. Anybody lives in the country isn't getting it.
Yeah, that's right.
Because that goes to the corporation limits.
And they're done.
Mm-hmm. I can pick it up almost
and
to
WCSM
St. Anthony.
And WCSM sucks.
I can pick it up in St. Anthony.
Toby
and Ron.
Yeah, they're horrible.
WCSM.
Toby, the worst overrated announcers of all time.
I think that is 100% wrong.
No, I say they suck.
They are good.
No, Toby Seyfried is horrible.
No, he's not.
How do you know?
Because I've listened to him a lot of times, and he's
he don't know nothing.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Somebody on that other side's got some knowledge.
Yeah, like he and Ron. You know, if they'd ever seen a game before last night, they'd have done a lot better job. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
How about a shot clock? You in or out?
You know, there are enough bad shots in high school basketball without forcing more. My opinion.
Mm.
I wouldn't be.
There's
upset.
More bad. There's enough bad shots without making them shoot more bad shots.
Right.
Yep.
So
late in a possession, they're going to get caught out of position. Going to fire one up, and it's going to be ugly.
Yep. I would be okay with a 45.
I like dunks.
Second.
So we're going to dunk.
We're going to more dunks.
A good point.
Shot clock. We're getting more possessions.
Yep.
We're dunking right up in next year.
We already talked about our plan next year. I seen Coach Melton the other night.
Did you? Did he like your plan or not?
He didn't really talk to me too much.
was he just getting food? Or
big boy,
I think they had the sports banquet.
Oh, sports banquet.
Yep. Monday night.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. I wish I was watching him coach this week.
Oh, yeah.
That'd have been great.
Imagine what would happen. Now, I know that essential, I'm scorekeeper. I would get in.
Yeah.
And yeah. I'd get one ticket.
Who would you give that to, Bubba?
I think I'd have to go with my partner.
Yeah, the Bubba and Pete Show. We're heading up.
And we couldn't go.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Hey, Dick. Hey, Kamish. We're going in.
Walking around, moonwalking for the game.
We'll tweet it out to you. What's going on?
Yeah. If you're out, Pete's in.
Jeez.
Parkway, by the way, I can't remember the guy's name, but their scorekeeper's the greatest guy in the world. He's the nicest human being of all time.
Bob, I'm sitting right here.
No. This guy, I couldn't be more happier for a scorekeeper than he is.
What does he look like?
He's about 6 foot tall, my age, slender, just a great guy.
Looks like you.
It's me. Bob, that's at the game. No, I'm doing a mic.
He always says nice things. He's just a good dude. So if anybody knows the scorekeeper's name for Parkway Panthers,
call her in.
Text that to me because I want to tell that guy I'm proud of him.
And Bill Stalver says, that's the craziest thing Digger ever said.
Digger, Bill Stalver said what? He's
down
on it?
That's the craziest thing he's ever said.
Obviously, he's not heard some of the things I've said.
Yeah, you haven't been around him, right?
Yeah, I've already seen a lot of crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe not in the last 25 years, but yeah, before that, there's a lot of crazy stuff came out of his mouth.
Bill's leaving for, now here, listen to this.
Oh, Vegas.
Bill's going to Vegas like Wednesday. Next week.
For March Madness?
March Madness. March Madness. He's going to go. There's no buffets. He can't eat nothing. All you're going to eat is celery and tree bark. Because he can't feed you.
He's on. Oh, the,
ain't
because,
got no food.
Because
they're shutting down the buffets.
They're shutting every. Yeah, they're shutting her down. And I hope they shut the casino.
All the tables are going to get shut down.
Bill will be sitting out there just being complete.
Yeah, and he'll be betting on his phone. In a hotel room in Vegas betting on his
Do
phone.
You have any idea, once they canceled fans at these games, how many people are booking flights to Vegas? I can't imagine how many people are saying we're going to Vegas.
I'd say nobody's booking flights to Vegas. I saw a tweet last night of a guy on an airplane flying from Dallas to San Antonio. He was the only guy on the airplane.
I seen that.
And there were three stewardesses or flight attendants.
Richie, guy who works for him, came back on his honeymoon from Glasgow, I think.
Scotland?
He went to Scotland.
No way.
Yeah.
What the hell did he go to, Scotland, went to Scotland for?
Did you spray him?
He likes scotch.
Oh, no. We're coroned up wide open down here.
Oh, I'm done.
I've already had the virus.
You good?
He didn't work out.
I had it in Mexico. I had about 40 coronas.
Perfect.
I was sick, but I made through.
Now, you know the coronavirus
actually,
is in Turkey.
I had a Dusecki, too.
Really?
About 40 Dusekis. Got that virus, too. Yeah.
So he wasn't working on my vehicle today, was he?
Oh, yeah. He's all open.
And he licked the steering wheel.
He's in wide open.
You got the COVID-19 in your on your steering wheel.
That ain't so bad.
He said there was nobody on their plane coming back.
Yeah.
And he said it was a giant plane, too.
Now I heard today that a lot of the airlines are flying empty or nearly empty planes to keep their spot at that airport, at that terminal gate, so when the thing all gets done, they can still have that spot. Otherwise, if they give it up, somebody else gets that spot and they're out of that airport. I don't know how true that is, but I heard it on the news on TV or radio.
Crazy. It's kinda like thousands and thousands of planes.
Yes.
A bunch.
Yes.
It's kind of like flying. We went out and watched the Buckeyes play at UCLA a week after
September 11th.
Oh.
And we took a, it was a 252 setup.
Mm-hmm.
And me, Dave Stone, Kevin Rhodes, I think maybe Carlton Rhodes, went out there. And I was laying, all of us were able to flip up all the armrests in the center section, the five seats wide.
Yep.
And sleep all the way out to Los Angeles, LAX.
There's nothing better than flying an empty airplane.
It's beautiful.
Oh, that's good. I did that to Vegas once on a red eye, and I sat in the back seat with nobody, and I slept best sleep I ever had.
Ooh, that's big.
But usually I'm in there like a sardine.
Plus, I didn't want to be awake flew it into a building or something.
Yeah, right. I mean, you hit a cornfield or something.
If you're sleeping, they're probably not going to slit your throat or anything.
Right. We don't have to worry about that guy.
Yeah.
He's sleeping. Yeah.
They don't mistake you for Chuck Norris. I think you're fine.
Let's take this guy for hostage.
Nah, let him go.
He probably didn't bother with any of you guys.
Let's take a break. Come back. Sports Talk Bubba and Fee presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Are you
you're looking for great food fast, call Mary Colleen's at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Boers Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boers, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boers Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boers Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Weather may be less than ideal for camping currently, but come August, it will be plenty warm. And if you're wanting to camp at the second annual Win on the Wabash Raffle in downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio, on August 28th and 29th, you'll need to make your reservations now. Campsites go for sale through our website, wowraffle.com, beginning February 1st. Primitive camping sites will sell for $25 each this year, and just a limited number of these sites are available. So make your plans now to attend the event of the year, the 2020 Win on the Wabash Raffle, by making your camping reservations now through our website, wowraffle.com.
We're back here, Sports Talk, Bubba Fee, Don Bubba. Kemper. How you doing, Don Kemper?
I could not be better.
Awesome.
Stogler?
I am wonderful, Mr. Feely. You good?
Awesome.
McNeil, how are you?
I feel a little coronavirus.
So you drove to BG last night and watched Panthers.
Yes.
Did you go by yourself?
Yes.
Thanks for the invite.
Good call.
Sat at home all night by myself.
Had nothing to do.
What about you? Nothing?
Zero. Just dying to go to game.
Well, I left very early and did some other stuff and then and headed on up there.
How fast you drive?
77 for a while, 74 on interstate down. Most of the time.
He's beating her.
He's a wild.
Well, I was chugging beer, so I didn't want attention.
Well, that's better. Don't spill any beer, for God's sake.
How was the Stroh Center beautiful?
Yes.
Didn't it? You thought it was Stroh's beer.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be the color of a Stroh's
beer. Thought you were going to have free Stroh.
Well, it is kind of white and orange.
Yeah.
So I did the new. I couldn't find any plaque anywhere that said it was anything having to do with Bernard Stroh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's some sort of.
I was listening to the guy who
offshoot.
That guy who Stroh that built that is like a lunatic fan.
Kermit.
Is like a
Kermit.
He'll drive. Him and his wife would drive to every Bowling Green event, no matter what it was.
Wow,
he was involved with Molten Gas,
really?
Before they sold, I believe.
Really,
the story.
Who was the fan at Finley? The old lady that always walked around.
Yeah,
and they gave him five. Every one of the players always went up.
Yeah, she had to. She always wore the hat.
She was a big timer too.
Yeah, she was a lunatic,
a luna burner.
You have to love people like that.
Oh yeah,
I can do. I can do that with high school because you're driving. You know, we might. You know, a couple of times we went up to Ottawa Glandorf and stuff like that, and that's not so bad. But when you have to jump on a plane and fly to Timbuktu to see a Bowling Green and Western Michigan game or something, or you know whatever it might be, that's a fan.
Yeah,
die hard.
It'll be interesting to see how far this thing goes and what the next steps are.
Well, and I just saw
because you got to figure that pretty soon schools are going to be canceled. High schools.
Yeah,
I'm actually surprised that. You know, with everything going on, Ohio State shutting down. I mean, let's be honest. There's probably as much contact in some of these bigger city schools as there is, in a smaller college.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. You can almost bet that, and I'm just blowing this off the top of my head, that.
Which is kind of common.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that school is going to be out for the year. coming up. They're going to E-Day it.
So is it going to be like school's going to be out for summer?
I heard several people in line last night talking about
fall.
There's a good chance that school be after this week, there will not be school until they can be sure that this is under control. There will not be school in the school building.
Who said that?
There was a bunch of people talking in the line there.
Bunch of morons.
Like I don't know morons, but there's Tiffin Calvert and Parkway people. Well, I would guess they weren't morons, but a lot of people are saying, yeah, that was before.
They ain't going to cancel baseball season, are they?
Yeah, you're done.
Might be Mr. Snodgrass. Ready?
Welcome to Ford Recovery Radio. Mr. Snodgrass, how are you tonight?
Good. Is this Bob?
It is. Yeah. How are you, sir? Yes, sirree.
I'm doing great.
You a little busy?
Oh boy. Yeah.
Jerry, welcome to Ford Recovery Radio. I'm sitting here with my partner Harold Feely.
Hi, Jerry.
And the commissioner. Hi, and the commissioner of the MAC, Don Kemper.
Hey, Jerry. Oh boy. I tell you what, he commanding a high fee to be on your show.
Yeah, he's a lot. He costs us a lot of money.
Actually, ask him if he can donate just a little bit of that to us, you know, with the changes in our tournament structure right now. Yeah. I think you'll know what I mean.
Tell you what I'll do, Jerry. I'll give you 100% of what they gave me.
Oh, good.
A bowl of peanuts and a half a beer.
So, I'll take those. Maybe not in that order either.
Yeah. Jerry, let's turn the clock back 24 hours, and it was status quo. I'm sure that you had been in touch with a lot of people, and it was status quo. And then the governor, Mike DeWine, makes the announcement, and I'm sure as soon as he made that announcement, your phone was ringing off the hook.
It was indeed, and I will tell you, I'm glad you said going back 24 hours because, and I don't want to be long-winded when I tell you this, but on the surface, I will tell you that what has transpired in 24 hours and complying with what now is becoming an executive order, by the way, and we'll talk about that, I'm sure, but how we have complied with that across the state and our regional tournaments with tens and tens of thousands of people affected by this, and our state wrestling tournament that has 600 wrestlers and 300 schools and 16 teams involved in a state girls tournament and our ice hockey tournament this weekend and boys tournament next weekend. What has been done in those 24 hours? It's one of those things you walk out of the office at 11:30 at night, which we did last night, and we're just high-fiving each other knowing that nobody's going to know what was done to make this work in that short of a time. Keeping in mind, refunding money to tens and tens of thousands of people and then still complying with getting people in and trying in less than 24 hours to get as many sites either on television live, which we waived a lot of things to do that, and or get them on streaming services. And we don't have a production department. We're not a TV station. So again, long-winded there, but what's transpired in those 24 hours is incredible and does go back to that governor's announcement. I would like to say this, what a lot of people, and there was no reason they would know this. The governor had a news conference at 2 p.m. yesterday afternoon to announce what his recommendations were. I was on a call with the governor, as well as the state superintendent of schools. And keep in mind, we are governed by our member schools. So I'm going to call with the governor. I think I had to promise, you know, give up my next grandchild in order to get through to the governor. But he had requested to talk to me. So we talked, myself and well as Paolo DiMario, that was the state superintendent of schools. And during that phone call, yes, the word recommended was used. The emphasis of that word was slightly different than what you see in the printed world. There was zero for me to gain by not complying with a recommendation by the governor and the state superintendent of schools. Our schools, never mind me, our schools and our teams and our sports and our student athletes would not have benefited one bit by me going against a governor and state superintendent's recommendation. So kind of there you have it, in that the proud thing I have is, starting when the coronavirus first entered the United States, first case diagnosed, we began detailed planning. And that's how we were able to do this within 24 hours.
Absolutely. When I you know, knowing you the way I know you, and I know that you're one of us. You know, you are a fan of sports, and you're a fan of the student athlete. And I guarantee you that your first thoughts were, "Oh my God, we want to play. We want the fans there because you want." I know how you are. You want this to be. It's so much for the fans and the kids. And I'm sure part of you was like, "These people," but man, I would say, as it turns out, you made the right decision.
Well, I will tell you this, and whether it's inappropriate, whether it's unprofessional, I think you started it. I don't mean that with you guys when I say this, but you're right. I am one of you. I grew up in small town America. I grew up working hard. My parents did, you know, everything else. I called a staff meeting, and though we knew, we were preparing, but I was on the phone call with the governor, so I called the staff together, and my first words to the staff were, "We are screwed." and I say that from the standpoint for one reason. Had nothing to do with money, had nothing to do with the work effort. It had to do with the emotions that our staff puts in. Somebody criticized me yesterday in my news conference because you got to quit. You need to quit praising your staff. Whoa! I'll praise my staff any day for what they've done because they don't get enough credit. But the emotional toll that has taken on our staff that is deeply committed, they work year-round to make this happen. We know that the team that gets knocked out in the first round, we have empathy for them. But we also get to see the smiles on every single girl walking out of the tunnel before that game. Yeah. I mean, we live for that. So the emotional part of this was long more than the work that went into it or any financial implications to our organization.
Absolutely. Jerry, this is Don Kemper, and I, you know, I see you at a lot of the state tournaments and whatnot, and I, you know, I've told you personally, I think since you've been at the OHSAA, things have improved, I feel, pretty dramatically. And I think...
Quit sucking up.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, thanks but, Assistant Commissioner Don Kemper.
You do not get an exception to get into one of the games.
Okay, come on!
Well, forget about everything I just... No, okay. No, but, you know, talking about praising your staff, I mean, the people that you have there at the OHSA office do a fantastic job of putting on those tournaments. And one of the things, you know, that you got a lot of, you know, there was a lot of Twitter abuse, if you will, about, you know, the decision and whatnot. And, you know, Bob and I talked earlier in the day, Bob Stogler and I, yesterday. And I said, you know, basically when the governor says it's a recommendation, your hands were pretty much tied at that point, you know,
I'm sorry, Don, go ahead.
No, I just said, as far as in my opinion, your hands were tied, and you know, you did the best with the hand you were dealt. And, you know, people are quick to criticize. I don't care where you're at and what you're doing. If it's, you know, in front of, you know, thousands of people as a commissioner of the OHSAA, or if you're in business doing something, or Fort Recovery Radio, you know, people are quick to criticize when they don't have all the information. And I, you know, I just want to say, I think you guys did a great job of, you know, getting it turned around in pretty quick order.
Well, thank you, because, you know, you say there was some criticism on Twitter?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I really had to quit looking, you know. We jokingly said, you know, I had one of my staff members wanted to create a fake Jerry Snodgrass account. I said, no. And you know what? I will say this, though. that is one of the things, knowing 2 years ago when I took this position, I made it very clear in my interview process that I wanted to tell our story. I also know what goes with that. I know that telling our story puts me out there for criticism. I'm okay with that. I mean, it's fine, but I think more and more people come to a consensus that they may disagree, but at least they're hearing the truth. I have no reason to say anything but that. I had nothing to gain by standing at a podium and announcing this. And by the way, we had a great communication plan to let our staff know first, then our board, and then the schools, and then we had our news conference. I made sure it was in that order. And because I committed to our schools, our staff, and our board. But when I stood in front of everyone to do that, I had zero to gain. And I thought our organization had zero to gain by blaming anyone. You know, in coaching, look at any coach, especially basketball. They're making decisions every 20 seconds that could cost them a game. I know the game isn't as significant maybe as this, but it's a major decision in their world. So I had nothing to gain, but listen, you gave a recommendation. I did have to make the decision whether to heed it or not, and I did do that. And I guess I look at it this way. Today in his news conference where he more or less chastised any of the organizations that did not heed his recommendation. Now, I find it odd that some of those same organizations, I'm talking big time, are calling us today asking us how we did this in 24 hours. Hallelujah. Absolutely. He also, in his news conference today, gave us a shout out for heeding his recommendation. I will tell you that, you know, this seems abstract, but recently we've had a lot of issues where legislators have gotten involved in our business with foreign exchange students, with F1 international students, things like that. And we gained no ground with our legislative body to kind of keep them out of our business and let us do it. That was monumental for, you know, opening the door more to our government. And again, will that ever be measurable? No. Do I believe that to be the case? I absolutely do. And I didn't do that to the right thing to do, but I also know when you do the right thing, so often you are rewarded for that. And if they, our schools in some way, shape, or form get rewarded for that.
Yeah, Jerry, hey, this is Harold Feely up here. I'm just curious, now, when you guys started this, and you said that when the first case came out, you guys were starting to figure out what are we going to do, you know, if this happens. So I understand that it's four tickets per kid. I mean, how did you guys come up with that? I mean, and what do you do with the family?
Very easily.
I mean, the family that has 10 kids, what do you do?
This is great.
Yep, very easily. And this is what transpired in the phone call that a lot of people do not know. Mm-hmm. Is that, and this is, I mean, literally, this is just fact. In our conversation, I was a little surprised. First of all, I was surprised when the state superintendent was in this meeting. So, you know, it was one of those, this is a little bit bigger than I thought. And I originally thought that the phone call was going to center on, I was kind of tipped off from Ohio State that they were going to do, they wanted to know the inventory of all the contests that are going on. Keep in mind that our regional contests that are going on around the state are a bigger draw than Columbus Blue Jackets game. So we're a big event.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, it's spread out, but I thought it was going to be an inventory of that. Well, instantly I found out it was not. So he indicated in his recommendation that I'm recommending that game events continue. I thought, okay, there's a sigh of relief. That's what we had been planning on, but we also had other things in our pocket. But be open to zero fans, to no fans, to no audience, to nobody else in the arena. And it was an uh-oh moment, but we knew that was going to, we planned for that being one of the options. And that's why they're, oh boy, here we go. And within fractions of a second, he said, well, parents. So when he said parents, that changed it just a little bit instantly for me, because we had already planned on all options. Mm-hmm. So I did immediately say to the governor, you do know that in today's world, I mean, I'm sure he does, but I wanted to remind him, parents today could be extended to step-parents. I myself had step-parents. So when he said, you're right, that is correct. And I said, so we would have to deal with that, you know, and given that, obviously we have to draw the line. So we drew the line at four individuals. We did not ever agree, nor did a governor say family members. Mm-hmm. We said parents. Now, you do know that when we're at Bowling Green tonight or tomorrow night, there's no way there's an adequate way to check to see if somebody's a parent or not. Sure. Right? I mean, it's just, that's impossible sure. to do. I mean, some of it by legally we can't check. And we know that, and anybody knows that. So we went with that four tickets, but we never used the term family members. And as solid as the family members, as solid as families are in your listening area, that hit us hard. Mm-hmm. The number of people that have reached out, everything from, you're going to force us to decide which grandparent we like the most. and I couldn't reply. I just couldn't. Yeah. But the answer to that was, no, this is for parents.
Yeah.
We face the fact if somebody only has one parent, do they have an option to purchase those three tickets? Yes, they do, and I don't think there's anybody that can do anything about that. Yeah. So we had the logistical side of things on how we deal with it, and then we had the other side of the compliance aspect of it. So we thought we melded those two together. So that's how we came up with that number of four. And then we had to identify essential and non-essential people that are in the arena. And I know people think differently because I've seen this. Our board members, our district athletic board members, are considered non-essential. I had to apologize to them because I don't like that term. They're really not non-essential, but they're not permitted into our games.
Wow.
And our state tournament this weekend, my wife is not permitted into the game. I made that decision. So, and by the way, I'm not sleeping at home anymore.
Are you sleeping at all?
And we have staff members who don't have a working position there are not permitted into that arena. So we're complying, and that's how we came up with these numbers. And we identified, I know it wasn't popular, but I had to identify whether cheerleaders were essential or part of a team, and pep bands. And whether I'm right or wrong, I had to come up with a decision. And we had four teams of the 16 bringing pep bands. And I kind of looked at it this way. In the athletic arena, who gets varsity letters, cheerleaders or pep band? I'm not trying to say one's more important. But cheerleaders do. So we identified them to be essential participants in the event. And I always say this too, North Baltimore's pep band is one of our gold megaphone finalists for our student sections because they serve as the student section there. I love them to death, so I know the importance of a pep band. But again, that's how we came up with the numbers and who's permitted in the contest.
Very interesting. That's it.
You and the thing about this is, and I'm sure that it's ever changing. And you know, tomorrow we could absolutely cancel everything, or tomorrow whatever it is. But I just want to say that. Hats off to you and your staff, because what an undertaking. And when you look at financially the hit this is going to take the OHSAA, we just can't worry about that stuff. I mean, is that right?
Yeah, and I'll emphasize this in two ways. First of all, let me come back to that, but I will say this, when it's ever changing, it very well could change tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Because in the governor's mandate executive order today, I don't know if it's out yet, but I know he's going to. He is identifying mass gatherings. Now that becomes a challenge.
Yes.
How do you identify a mass gathering? What is a mass gathering?
Yeah.
So that if he defines a number on this, that could change. That could change instantly. We're prepared for that. So that's one thing. The other thing is, what was the other question about? Was just it about the revenue?
Yeah, right.
Okay. One of the decisions I made, in fact, I talked about this today. This afternoon, and I usually go down and do it, but they put the stars on the court. I think you guys are familiar with how we do that. And it's really ironic because the girl that came up with that idea about 6 or 7 years ago is a girl from Napoleon that works at Ohio State. I wanted so bad to promote that, but I knew if I did, it would create too many arguments, you know, and all that. And so we did. But anyhow, we put the stars down today. And I mentioned this in our staff meeting today, our group that works on this. And I said, how much does one of those stars cost? A dollar, maybe? So we put $16 worth of stars on the court, a little bit of labor because the university was in there to help. Yeah, they measure it and everything. It's really cool. But I said, well, of course we're going to put those stars down. We could have saved $16 by not putting them down. Everybody said, well, that would be stupid. At our state wrestling tournament, we have what is called a parade of champions, and it's incredible. And it has pyrotechnics, and they cost a few thousand dollars. And I knew it would come up from our wrestling administrator, and I said, we will do the pyrotechnics. Am I nervous about the money? Yeah, absolutely I am. But that's for when this is over. We are not going to diminish the experience for the kids other than removing, you know, not permitting fans sure. in. My job will be to deal with the loss of revenue, and I'll deal with it. I can't tell you exactly how, but I will deal with it. I'm entrusted to deal. We are $20 million. We are about a $19 million budget nonprofit organization, and our revenues last year for the state tournament in basketball and wrestling profit were about $1.2 or $1.4 million. It's a significant hit we're going to take. I'll cross that bridge, but again, I'm lengthy on this, but
no, the whole,
it's not all about money. If we're all about money, we'd cut that stuff.
Sure,
there are things we can cut just naturally because of the lack of attendance, staffing, and stuff like that, but we're not going to cut things that will give the experience for the kids.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. I cannot thank you enough for taking the time to call in. I know you're a busy guy, and we're just a little radio station here in Northwest Ohio. But it just goes to show you, man, you're a class guy, and like you say, you're one of us. And I just want to thank you for taking the time and explaining the OHSAA's thought process.
Well, Don and all of you guys, I want to tell you this, that, you know, you say you're just a little small town, but the small town is where it's so vital and so important to us. And it you know this from the MAC to the Shelby County and everything. You know, I went to the Botkinsana game earlier in the year in basketball, and there's nothing better. There's truly nothing better. Community support is the lifeblood. And it hurt me significantly when I get emails from grandmothers and things like that. But why I'm telling you that is, yes, it may be small town America, that may be a little just in your area, but it's big for what is done for high school sports. So I really thank all of you guys. Don, I thank you for what you do as a commissioner. Thank you.
Oh, thanks, Jerry. Doing what I do is I always tell people it's the funnest part-time job you could possibly have, because you get to see great sports, you know, week in, week out. But, you know, dealing with people like you, and, you know, I talked to you at the football state championships this year, and it's always great to catch up with you. And like I said, I think the world of you and what you've done for the OHSAA, and, you know, hats off. And thank you for everything.
Thank you. Can I add this real quick? You just said a great part-time job. I had back surgery 2.5 weeks ago, so I'm really coming. This has been a fun journey.
It's really nice.
I bribed my doctor into, first of all, getting me out of the hospital a little early. the bad thing is I can't produce because I bribed him with hockey tickets. But now that he can't get in. But I also bribed him into letting me go to back to work early, and he said I could go back part-time, but I kept it in my pocket. Don, you mentioned part-time. Hey, part-time in my business, 9 hours a day. So, you know, what the heck?
That is right. Right. Jerry, thanks for calling in, partner. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, you guys.
Have a good weekend, and we'll get through this.
Better times are coming, buddy.
Yep.
Best wishes,
Jerry. We will,
Jerry.
For sure, and thanks for your help. Bye.
Take care.
That is the commissioner of the Ohio High School Athletic Association, Jerry Snodgrass. We'll take a break. Come right back. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee, presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchen & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. And you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Wayne Street Market has some great deals for you throughout their store through March 12th. There are many great values up and down their aisles, and with warm weather coming, they have several great deals on steaks. Boneless ribeye for $7.99 a pound, New York strips for $6.99 a pound, and T-bone steaks for only $4.99 a pound, all beautifully trimmed and ready to go in their meat case. And you can get a 10-pound box of pollock for just $2.99 a pound. And don't forget about their Lent specials. They'll be frying their famous freshly fried fish all day every Friday during Lent, and it'll be available by the pound or in dinners. Their dinners all come with JoJo fries and coleslaw, and the two-piece fish dinners are $5.99, and their three-piece fish dinners and butterfly shrimp dinners are just $6.99. And you can also buy their fish or butterfly shrimp for $7.99 a pound. Call ahead at 375-2865 to avoid the wait in line. Let Wayne Street Market help you with your Lent meals with their great specials, as well as all the great bargains they have throughout the store to save you money. Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that gives you more.
Blue Jacket Bonanza raffle tickets for the 2020 Win on a Wabash Super Raffle are on sale now at only $50 each. Each ticket gets you a chance to win a 2020 Dodge Challenger Hemi or one of 105 other cash prizes, including a grand prize of $75,000 cash. Each ticket also gets you one entry wristband into the event of the year, the WOW Raffle, to be held on August 28th and 29th at Ambassador Park in Fort Recovery. A full list of details on the event and raffle, as well as a list of businesses selling Blue Jacket raffle tickets, can be found on our website, wowraffle.com. Raffle tickets can also be purchased directly through our website. Only 4,000 tickets are being sold for the Blue Jacket Bonanza Raffle, and with a limited number of those tickets remaining, be sure to get yours before they're gone.
Back here, Sports Talk.
And Bubba ain't scared.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's nice of him to call up a bunch of idiots.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, you're kind of an idiot.
I'm not kind of an idiot. I'm full-fledged.
I just got this text from Mr. Bill Overla. Ohio State has suspended the spring game, canceled the spring game.
Oops.
We will suspend, this is Ryan Day's tweet, we will suspend all official and unofficial visits to our campus through April 20th while we continue to monitor and adjust to today's changing issues. In addition, our coaches will not recruit off-campus this spring while we follow the university's new temporary guidelines. Folks, I'm telling you right now, Fort Recovery Schools is going to be closed within about a week.
Alabama,
and I'm kind of thinking they won't have a choice. I think it's going to be a state mandate.
Yeah, they might,
and it may just be certain areas at a time, but it's going to happen.
No, as soon as DeWine says shut her down.
They might just do it up in Cleveland because that's where there's some stuff.
Let's say no public gatherings. Yep. What is school?
Yeah,
that's right. Gathering
church can't.
But
get it church.
The kids don't get sick. Kids don't. It doesn't even affect them.
Don't even bother.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's true, but teachers do.
Run around with
the teachers say.
Well, and then those kids go visit their grammy.
And grandmas go, grandpa.
Yeah, they can have the virus and have those symptoms.
We got trouble.
I ain't got any kids in school.
Not in school, but...
I'm safe. I am not a grandpa.
You're not a grandpa. Well, you're going to make it.
I'm not a grandpa, but most people call me that.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know. Anything else you got tonight? This has been a great show.
Been a great show.
It was.
Bubba, you have lined up some pretty good guests.
Neil,
this was very provocative.
I should get... Well, just when you write the check out at the end of the year, go.
I'm going to double your salary.
That is big.
I figured it'd be double.
I'm donating my fee
to
you and Jerry Snodgrass.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
I'm going to match it.
That's big.
I'm going to give it 100% to Jerry and 100% to you.
Match it?
I'm matching.
100%.
And I'll match it too then.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And Neil, you guys are doing a lot of matching tonight. Yeah,
matching.
Lucy matching.
Lucy matching. Lucy dead.
Dead.
Yeah,
Thornhill.
She was a good person.
Great
person.
Really good, yeah. She would be 102, I think, now. Yep. She was a very good lady. Very good lady.
Perry's grandma. Perry ain't called us in.
That is Perry's grandma.
Perry's been on social media a lot lately. Yeah. I love it.
He's had a lot of stuff going on, I think.
Yeah, he does. He does.
Yep.
Folks, I just want to say that I know nothing about the coronavirus. Nothing. I talked to Doc Barman today for, we was in the office today, and Doc, because we deal with the coronavirus and animals, yeah. And he was wondering if there's any immunity as far as doing that. So he talked to his head honchos, and he said, probably not 100% immunity to it, he says, but he, you know, and Doc Barman just a neat guy, you know,
and it's funny to listen.
Well, he's the smartest guy I know.
Yeah. He is smart.
Bob, yeah. I'm sitting right here.
Well, you're second.
Other than Neil.
Okay.
You're second.
I'm second nicest and second smartest.
The thing I was impressed by is he put that one turkey on tracheotomy. Performed a trach on him.
He saved him?
Yeah, I mean, breathing for him.
Yeah.
I'm bleeding.
I think I missed that.
He's just an idiot. He's got a record. He is. He's just. You missed your calling.
So did Doc say anything? Did Doc Barman say anything about any similarities between this and the bird flu?
He talked about people being crazy over this because
people thought that Cooper's kind of overreacted to the bird flu.
I don't know. We didn't do nothing.
Well, from what I understand, that people weren't allowed to go onto certain farms.
Still can't. Stay away. If I see you out there, I'll shoot you.
20 years ago,
they shoot you with a handgun.
10 years ago, 5 years ago, people could go.
Joe Biden
onto farms.
You lie. What do you say? Yesterday, guy asking about the.
You're full.
Don't say a bleep.
Well, he did say it though.
Yeah. Bleep.
Joe Biden can say it. Joe Biden. I'm gonna tell you something. Okay. And you're gonna think I'm an idiot.
Well, I already do.
Okay.
Yeah. Changes mind.
A kooky Joe Biden wouldn't be bad in the White House.
Oh yeah, he'd be almost as good for late night.
He would be Trump's Saturday Night jokes. Live. I would be back to watching.
Yeah. Oh yeah, be wide open.
Be almost as good for jokes as Trump.
That guy is awesome.
Yes.
But he don't care. He don't care what he says. He'll say, you shut your, you know. And
yeah.
And he called it, you fatty.
Him and Trump having debates could be classic.
It is going to be great.
It'll be classic.
It is.
Well, and you know, what was really kind of funny with that, I only saw the part where he said the guy was full of bleep. But then I saw a little later thing.
Did you say bleach?
Bleach.
Bleach.
And then went on about another 10 seconds, and he really gave this guy a good old what for, man.
Yeah, do it.
Then he called him an beeple.
A beeple.
Beeple.
Yep.
A beehole.
Beep. See, I can do it, Neil.
Yeah, thank you.
That's good.
Thanks for self-medicating or whatever.
Well, we'll be back next Wednesday.
Maybe.
Maybe. If they shut us down, we're home.
Well,
we'll just text back and forth. We can text the show in.
Yeah, we'll text.
This isn't real. Well, we could. I think we can do it with a conference call on Skype, like Mr. Snodgrass and Mr. Triplett got in. We could probably, I could sit up here, Chuck could sit up here, and Chuck could sit at home. Yeah, sniping. And
snipers.
And just do a call-in thing. Because we were going to do that if we made it this far in the tournament, if the Fort Recovery made it as far as Parkway has. We were talking about doing a talk on the way back from some of those games.
We're going after the game.
So, yep. So,
but we only won. No, we didn't win any.
Yeah, we came, came in second in the last one.
Bub, yep. You okay over there?
Got quiet.
Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson have just tested positive for the coronavirus.
What?
Both were down in Australia doing a pre-production of the Elvis film for Warner Brothers. Hello, folks. Rita and I are down here in Australia. We felt a bit tired. We had colds and some body aches. Rita had some chills and came and went. Slight fevers, too. Things are doing good. We feel fine. We did test positive.
How's Elvis?
For the coronavirus. What do we do next? The medical officials have protocols that we must follow. Hanks will be tested, observed, and isolated as long as the public health and safety requires.
Well, that's going to be really good because we have an extremely high-profile person that is not exactly at the tough age, but close. He's 50 or so. And we can say,
we'll monitor,
you know, if these people are, if they die,
we'll,
we're
see
all going to die.
We'll see if,
I'm in.
If they don't
we'll
die.
See
we'll,
if, we'll see if that's true or not.
Yeah,
because you hear so much stuff.
Think it's fake news?
Could be.
More
yeah,
fake news.
Yeah, Russians.
Could be the Ruskies.
Could be the Ruskies.
Ruskies.
Yeah, that's yeah. right. All right. Well, thanks for listening, folks. Great show. We
Good
had
show.
Matt Triplett, Parkway Panthers.
Go Panthers.
Yeah.
Don't forget
Jerry Snodgrass.
Don't forget about Phil Schumann.
Phil Schumann.
Phil Schumann.
Opened the show.
The next
former
commissioner.
Commissioner.
Ex-commission.
Jerry Snodgrass. Big commish.
Big commish.
But the biggest commish.
Yeah.
The number one commish in our hearts.
Super yep. commish.
Don Kemper.
Absolutely. Yep.
Number one in your hearts. Number one, number 17 in the program. Number one in your hearts.
Digger so, Don. Thanks for listening, folks. We'll be back next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday. We'll do her again.
Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.